got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, how have you been for the last 23 hours?
Not well, Tim.
Yesterday I was trying to share a story that I don't even think I finished sharing.
We don't know much about these flights that you were talking about.
I was saying that there is a thing in the works where some companies are trying to go, all right, we think we can get a flight from Sydney to London, which would take 22 hours normally. Mm-hmm. We think we can get it down to 2 hours, but we'll use a special plane, essentially go into zero G, zero gravity,
yep,
which we can make up the time. And this is what happened when I was trying to share this story, because you were a little bit confused.
Okay, dumb question here. Don't judge me. But so you go up, right?
Yep.
We go out of the gravity.
Yep.
Does the world keep turning and we stay still? And then we drop down into London? Is that how it works?
No.
Okay.
Because the time difference between Australia and London, it would take the same amount. Like, we'd have to wait that amount. You're not just going to go up and float and be like, all right, well, we'll just wait for London to pass by.
No, because it'll be, instead of going like across, we would go up and the world would keep turning.
Just because you leave the atmosphere doesn't mean you can still move.
Yeah.
The whole point is you go there so there's no resistance, so you can travel faster.
Yeah.
Because when you're in gravity, the forces of the Earth are pulling you down.
But then the Earth keeps moving.
The Earth is always moving, Jess.
Yeah, I know.
This is hard. We need Dr. Carl.
So we got in touch with Dr. Carl yesterday afternoon.
Good friend of the show.
And he has agreed to come on the show up next and try and explain this to you.
This is why,
your face just listening back to that.
Yeah.
I think even now you still don't know what you don't know.
This is my biggest fear about like becoming a mother someday. Like, my kids are going to ask me questions.
Little Jesse Jr.
And I don't know how to answer things. I don't know what the world's about.
Like, I don't know if you caught yourself doing it, but you just scoffed at yourself when you were listening to yourself try and ask these questions.
I still don't understand it.
All right, well, we said we needed to reach out to Dr. Carl because he can solve any problem.
We tracked him down and we've got him on the phone now.
Dr. Carl, thank you so much for agreeing to come onto the show. I sent you the audio of Jess's confusion yesterday about zero gravity and why it would only take 2 hours to get to London if they were to create the technology.
I've been yelled at by many people in my life, Dr. Carl, over the last 24 hours, so I'm glad we finally have you on the show.
If anyone can explain it, surely Dr. Carl can have at it.
Okay, let's start. What do you want to know?
Okay, so my understanding.
Here we go.
When the plane would leave Sydney, you would go up into the atmosphere. Zero gravity, the Earth rotation moves around, you fall back down to Earth and land in London.
Are you thinking that all you have to do is make your legs not touch the ground anymore, and then once they're not touching the ground, then the Earth rotates underneath you at the equator at about 1,600 kilometres per hour, and then you stay just off the ground for an hour or so, and then you end up on the other side of the planet. When it comes around to meet you, then you drop down again?
Yeah, essentially. If you go up high enough, then, yeah.
Well, okay, there's no difference, and this is a very common misconception, especially in first-year uni students in physics. Imagine you go into an aeroplane, right, and you're on the ground, and then you accelerate hard, and you get pushed back into the seat, and then with a super powerful engine, you get flown up and up and up, and even though you're going uphill, once you've reached about 300 kilometres on the ground, you then leave the ground, and then you go uphill. And even though you're going uphill, the engines keep on accelerating you. Oh, my God. And then finally you level out and you're doing about 900 kilometres per hour above ground, and you're sitting in the aeroplane. And then at this stage, when you've stopped accelerating, you just feel no force on you. Now, imagine that you go into the aisle. You step out of your seat, you unstrip your seatbelt, you step into the aisle, and then imagine that you jump up. And there's two possibilities. One is that you jump up, and you've got the 900 kilometer per hour velocity of the airplane, and you just land exactly from where you took off, where you jumped from, you know, at that seat in 13B, which is known as the exit row.
Right.
Or option two, you walk into the aisle, and then you jump up, and then suddenly you hurtle down the aisle at 900 kilometers an hour to end up as a thin layer of chunky red salsa on the inside of the back of the plane. Now, which one happens?
The first one.
Right. So, in other words, if you're on planet Earth and you're spinning with planet Earth, which is about 1,600 kilometres per hour at the equator, about, maybe 1,000 kilometres an hour at Geelong, right? If you're on the Earth and you jump up, you land exactly where you took off from. And in the same way, it doesn't matter how high you go. You can go up a kilometre, you can go up 10 kilometres, you can go 100 kilometres an hour, you've still got that rotational velocity.
Yep.
Is it all starting to dawn on you,
Jeff? It's all starting to make sense.
Okay. Dr. Carl,
I'm going to say something really tricky. You ready for it?
Okay, yep.
It's easy to get into space, comma, but it's hard to stay there. So,
unfortunately, Dr. Carl, Jess just gestured to me that she's completely lost now. Could you use a childlike analogy to maybe bring us back to Earth?
Okay, with normal rockets that go into orbit and stay there, they burn 8 minutes worth of fuel, and after 8 minutes, they're at 400 kilometres altitude, and they're doing 28,000 kilometres an hour, and they will go around the Earth in 1.5 hours. That's how long it takes at low Earth orbit to go around the Earth, 1.5 hours. Instead of going all the way into orbit, you switch off the engine. And then you come back down in Australia. You don't do you don't go all the way up into orbit and stay there. You go most of the way and then glide back down. And so instead of doing the whole Earth in 1.5 hours, you do half the Earth in 2 hours.
Dr. Carl, what I'm hearing
most of the way up and down again. Yep.
There's mm-hmm. no possibility that they're going to be able to do this flight from Sydney to London. Not safely.
Yes and no. yes and no. Remember the motto, the unofficial motto of the United States Air Force, which is, with enough energy, a pig will fly. if they throw enough money at it, they can have a suborbital flight. But, I mean, even Virgin Galactic, just to go up and down again,
yeah,
that's $650,000.
Wow.
US.
Sometimes, Dr. Carl, you're stuck in Dubai for 9 hours. You would consider paying $650,000 to get there in much less time. But I think finally I can see on Jess's face.
Yeah, I understand.
She's understanding it. And we knew you could do it, Dr. Carl. So thank you very, very much.
You're awfully kind. Now make sure you have a look at my latest book, Dr. Carl's Little Book of Climate Change Science, which is a message of good hope that we can stop and reverse global warming. But I'll still love you if you don't. Thank you very much.
Dr. Carl, what an absolute legend. finally, it took about 5 minutes, Jess, but how do you feel? Like, if there's going to be someone who can fix it, he's had a crack there.
I feel like I understand, but don't ask me to try and explain it to anyone else, please.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I feel like we should heed a warning.
Yeah. You are not ready for what you're about to hear here on K-Rock.
If you're a bit squeamish, we unfortunately, and this is genuinely devastating for this young kid. Ollie Henry plays for the Cats, if you didn't know, came to the Cats from the Pies to play with his brother Jack. Unfortunately, so Jack was going to potentially be playing again after being injured himself and maybe playing this weekend. Ollie won't be playing because he ruptured his testicle against the Tigers. Ah! What did we say? I asked you.
Sorry.
To not.
No more sound effects.
Think of the kid.
I promise.
It's not about me. It's about the kid.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. It was horrible.
I don't know how he did it. I didn't see it during the game, but just. So he's missing a couple of weeks. They're fixing it up. Bah, black sheep. How? So, and against my better judgment, I thought it would be a good idea to get people to call up on 52232955 and tell us about if they've injured themselves.
Down there.
Down there.
Yep. We're going to keep it very medical, very respectful, or you get a show ban.
Yep.
That's how it works.
Band-aid. Yep. Let's just get into it.
Yep.
Sarah in Grovedale, have you had an injury down there?
Yes. Not one needing surgery, but... So I got reached around by a horse. So I got kicked by the horse, but I had my back to it.
Straight up there, Tim.
Oh,
yeah.
Like an uppercut.
Yeah. Yep, but with a hoof.
Yes, that's the one.
With a hoof, upper hoof.
That's the one.
Oh, Sarah, was the repercussions of that?
Severely bruised.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. I bet you didn't want to go near a horse for a long time.
Oh, long, long time.
Oh, Sarah. That's, how long were you out of action? Oh no, just, you know.
I was only a kid, so there was no action at that time.
I'm not meaning that. You're all taking it there. I just... All right, thanks, Sarah. That's not... You know I didn't mean that, right?
My God.
Okay, moving on. Trent, in Connawarry, Trent, have you injured yourself down there?
No, it wasn't me. It was a gentleman about 15 years ago was pulled out of the water at Anglesey Beach, and I was a volunteer lifesaver at the time. Anyway, this older gentleman had popped his leg out of his socket from his hip, and the ambulance were called. They're on their way, but this gentleman was insistent that it's happened before, and he was smacking his femur so his leg would go back into its socket. He was banging away. Next thing you know, he's just gone white and frozen up. And what had happened is one of his dusters had got caught inside when he locked it back in place. So he was in that fetal position, and he couldn't stretch himself out lengthways, obviously. And the ambulance had to come, pull his leg back out, pull his duster out, and put his leg back in properly.
Trent, I'm just going to... Tim is speechless.
He's just... What an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
It scarred me. I was like 19. That was
and
like
you
15
watched
years
it happen, Trent.
Well, he ended up all right. Like I said, that he was kind of in that fetal position for maybe 20 minutes until the ambo came, and they carried him away a newborn fetus.
Great. Thanks, Trent. All right. Finally, Debbie in Torquay. Have you also hurt yourself down there?
Well, it wasn't me. I was a baby nurse, a student nurse, and I came across a guy in the emergency department who had opened his radiator cap.
No!
And what? I didn't know how to dress it.
No! What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a three skin, Jess.
Whistling the way home, listening to songs. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Every single Wednesday we challenge one another. In the celebrity world, Jess, there's always celebrities doing stuff, being in movies, singing songs. You know that stuff.
They're always up to something, Tim.
That's why we like to make sure we know what's going on with this.
K-Rock. Tim and Jess. OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yes, Tim, today I have 60 seconds to guess the celebrity you have in mind. I can only ask yes or no questions, and I've only got 3 guesses.
Can I, before I tell people who it is today, can I rule out 2 people like I always like to do?
Please.
It's not Katy Perry and it's not J-Lo.
Okay.
So when you start panicking...
Don't go for them.
Yes, because
I'm going to take my headphones off.
I think you burn through 2 of your possible 3 guesses most weeks, and it's quite scary.
Tell everyone who I'm going to be guessing today.
She's going to block her ears. She's looking away. Today's celebrity is Taylor Swift. Yeah, Taylor Swift. I think you and I both handle having to be silent quite hard because you get meh, 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 and I go la 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 la
la la la la la.
All right, so 3 guesses maximum, Jess.
Yep.
60 seconds. Yes, that's the reason it's called 60 Second Celebrity. Your time will start after the first question.
Yeah. Am I male?
No.
Am I female?
Yeah.
Am I Australian?
No.
American?
Yeah.
Am I a singer?
Yeah.
Am I also an actress?
Yeah.
Oh, am I Taylor Swift?
You are.
Oh,
you are Taylor Swift, Jess. Congratulations. And you even discovered the little trap that I placed today, Jess. You know how you noticed on the screen behind you?
Oh, stop it. You did that.
Yeah. Because for some reason, you've been trying to give me clues for the last couple of weeks, even though I very rarely ever get this game wrong. You were writing it on pieces of paper facing away from me, and I would never read your notes. So I thought if I literally put today's 60-second celebrity,
like,
Taylor Swift...
You subliminally planted that into my head, because I noticed it on the screen.
When you said, like, an hour ago, you're like, why is Taylor Swift on the giant K in the K-Rock logo?
I'd never put that
I was like, oh, that's so bonkers. I don't know, man. I would have no idea, bro.
You're such a good actor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you're the one who has acting experience. It So today was Taylor Swift because she was in the news earlier this week.
Yep.
Because she was yelling at a security guard for like pushing one of her fans away. I'm not exactly sure on the story.
Oh, her shows are getting a lot of coverage at the moment because I just saw another story about her that apparently her shows go for like, she sings 44 songs or something.
That's two Jet albums from what I understand.
That's
a lot of songs. So congratulations, Jess.
Yes, thank you.
You finally got a win on 60 Second Celebrity.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And then yesterday, you might have heard the echoed sounds of shots fired from Tim and Jess. And we have roped in Benny Rogers from Workdays. And every time we speak to him, it definitely feels like we are getting him on our team against his will, Jess.
Yeah, look, I'll admit there are probably more eager participants.
Yes, but we threw down a challenge yesterday because we were so excited about the rumours, and we still don't know if they're true. The allegations, I guess you could say.
Well, all we know so far is that Vince Vaughn has the idea for making a Dodgeball 2.
Yep, so 2003 or 4 was the first Dodgeball movie.
He's the only one confirmed to be making a return.
Okay.
Justin Long has expressed interest in making a comeback. Ben Stiller has expressed interest, but nothing is confirmed at this stage.
It got us all excited about the game of dodgeball, which I don't think either of us have played since you wouldn't be playing dodgeball in high school any later than year 9, right?
Yeah, nah. I don't think even the last time I played dodgeball was maybe grade 6.
Yeah, like definitely primary school energy, but not high school. So we decided to challenge Tom Lengy and Loggy, the Brekkie Show, yesterday. We sent them the audio and said, hey, because we know they don't listen because they hate our guts. we sent them the challenge.
Yeah.
I've got the audio, the audio of what they did on the Brekkie Show this morning. Would you like to hear
it? Let's have a listen.
They're talking a bit of smack there.
They are.
Well, I wouldn't mind, like, really making one of them cry.
Yes. I love athletic link.
Go for the face.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen you in the moment of sport.
Repeatedly.
Well, like, you never watched any of his games?
No, I mean, like, in real life. I haven't been there.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the support. Thank you. If you give me, like, 3 or 4 balls at once and I can just, like, fire, like, straight in, I could really inflict some damage.
Can you kick dodge balls into people's faces? Are we allowed to do that?
We can try.
Sure, whatever. I don't care. There will be a referee. If we do this, we'll have to have a referee.
And an indemnity form, I imagine.
Yeah.
So don't be quick to dismiss that challenge.
I think they're underestimating the fact that all three of us separately are known for our ball work.
Well, I mean, back in the day, we used to play schlag ball in Werribee. Okay. It's a Werribee thing.
Going to have to explain that one.
Did you say shiv ball?
No. Schlag ball.
Okay.
It was a great little game.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I got hit in the head quite a few times, but that means I can take it.
Mm.
I'm strong.
The point is, though, to not get hit in the head in dodgeball.
Yes.
Yeah. You're supposed to dodge it.
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. Like, I can be the one that is like, hey, go for me. I'm the easy target and you boys can do the damage. Mm.
But we don't want you to get hit. We want you to dodge
it. But I'm quick
like
the
shield.
Cat.
She's the human shield is the story. So you and I will be the cannons and she will be the human shield.
Yes, okay. And I'm quick like a cat, even though I do have a groin injury and a knee injury and plantar fasciitis at the moment.
Benny's got athleticism. Benny's got ability.
Yeah.
Benny's running a marathon.
Yeah, Benny runs and keeps fit. I'm not scared of Tim and Jess at all.
Oh.
But I imagine if he's doing the Great Ocean Road Marathon this weekend, he won't want to go too hard.
Nah, exactly. Throw it at his legs.
I
know Geelong Indoor Sports, they do dodgeball.
Do they really?
Yeah, I reckon we accept this challenge.
Only if we get to play in costume.
Of course, we don't do anything without
Thank
costumes,
you.
Mate. All right, it's on.
Okay, eventually we got there, so they've accepted the challenge.
Yep.
I think they're idiots. They just talked their strategy. I'm not going to be sharing our strategy.
No. I'm scared of Cameron Ling now, though.
That was a bit more threatening than I was assuming. I thought, you know, he's so lovely, so gentle. Obviously, as a former athlete, he could have that white line fever.
Yeah.
Turns out, he's a pure thug, which is concerning.
I think Loggy's going to be easier to get out with all her injuries, had plenty of fasciitis or whatever she calls it.
I just don't understand why no one can wrap their head around the concept.
Also, I didn't know she went to school in 1950s Germany with schlagball.
Yeah, schlagball does sound like something that happened over the Berlin Wall. But, okay, I have a question now, though. So
sure.
If it's going to be happening.
Yep.
We've already, because we assumed that, I feel like we baited them perfectly.
Geelong Indoor Sports Centre is where we will be heading.
Yeah. Friday morning.
They do dodgeball out there. So it's going to be all official. We're going to have a referee because I know that these dogs are going to try and cheat.
52232955. Who wins?
Yeah. Who Tim, are you backing?
Tim and Jess with Benny or the Brekkie Show, Tom, Lingy and Loggy? I, without even giving away our strategy, I know that we'll absolutely clean the floor with these Muppets.
And we do have a strategy.
Yeah.
But unlike Cameron Ling, we're not going to reveal it on the air.
It's like he's gone on to Channel 7 the day before the grand final and said, oh, yeah, we're going to kick it to Cameron Mooney every single time we go inside 50. Righto. Maybe that's why he retired. Maybe he didn't retire. Maybe he was forced out of playing because he kept giving away team secrets.
100%.
52232955. The battle lines have been drawn. Are you team Tim and Jess with Benny or Tom, Lingy and Loggy? Caleb from Thompson. Now, Caleb, you and I are history when you have called up this show. You wouldn't say we're on normally agreeable terms. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
you could say that.
I'm a bit concerned that you've called up if it's a situation where Jess and I are on one side and there's another option on the other side. But if you were to be a betting man in this game of dodgeball, who do you think is more likely to come out on top? Tom, Lingy and Loggy or Jess and myself with help from Benny Rogers?
I reckon put all your money on you guys. You get a few beers into Tom in the morning, it'll be not worth it.
He's fueled by Blackman, so
you got Loggy's medical conditions, and then you've got Lingy hasn't played a game since I don't know when I was a kid.
True.
Did you hear the rumour that he didn't retire? He was forced out of the game because he was so heartless.
I've got all confidence in you guys. Okay.
Thank you, Caleb. Appreciate the support, buddy. I mean, it's only the natural response.
Yeah.
How do you think we're actually going to fare? Like, what do you think of our athletic prowess?
You guys are the afternoon show. You know, you guys are, I reckon you guys got them in the bag. You've got Benny, who's an athlete.
Yeah, Benny, he's running the Great Ocean Road Marathon on Sunday. You and I get way more sleep.
We're going to be more well-rested.
We don't have kids. We don't have plantar fasciitis, you know? We're really, like, besides my three blisters that I've all given names now from the 40-kilometre walk I did on the weekend.
And I know you'll throw your body on the line, Tim. Whether you've got blisters or not, you'll pop those blizzies.
Yeah.
If it
saves the team,
I
will pop my blizzies all over their face.
Great.
Caleb, you're an absolute superstar. Don't need anything more from you because you've given us
I wish
what
I could
we
get
already
that
knew.
Kind of commitment from Benny Rogers.
He is a bit quiet. He's going to come into the studio in the next 20 minutes because he does every day and tests our knowledge of the news. We do need more from Benny because so far what I've spoken to him in person about it, he's like, I'll be there. I'll show up.
Concerned about his little marathon that he's been training for a few months. Like,
but
put that aside, Benny. There's more important things happening this week.
Also, if we do say worst case scenario, something goes horribly wrong and Tom, Lingy and Loggy win.
Mm.
We have such an easy blame.
Mm-hmm.
Benny wasn't in it. His heart wasn't there.
So true.
His head was
not
in the marathon.
It'll happen because we're going to win.
Absolutely.
But,
I think tomorrow though, what we need to do is we need to discuss strategy and then maybe we can just beep out all the things.
I think that's a good idea.
So that Tom, Lingy and Loggy don't know. Because that's what they've already given away their secrets.
We don't want them to know our secrets, Tim.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I want to talk push presents, right? Have you given them? Have you received them? I feel like it's only become a real thing the last few years. It hasn't really been...
No, mate. I remember you telling me about a push present. I'm going to say in 2016. You were the person that told me they existed. I didn't know.
It's very much an American thing that has just slowly started trickling into Australia over the last few years.
Okay.
And essentially, it's a gift that you get from your partner or your family when you give birth.
Yeah.
Right?
Whether it's a C-section or whether you give birth naturally, it is something that I've come to accept.
Mm-hmm.
Is a thing.
So I said to you, your beautiful wife, Jess, is about to give birth to our new favourite station baby, Hugo Bolt.
His name is not Hugo.
Very excited to meet you, little Huey.
Definitely not Hugo. Still trying to figure out a name, but sure.
And I said to you, with 3 months to go?
Pretty much.
How have you decided on a push present?
Yes.
And you said, yes. Tell everyone what you've decided to give your lovely wife as a push present.
So I like to go hard with these things,
okay,
you know. Yep. She's doing something that is incredible that, you know.
Typically push presents are like jewellery, something special, something a little bit significant,
sure.
You know?
Sure, I guess for some people.
Right.
For my wife, the lucky thing, she's going to be getting a microwave. like a mid-range.
A mid-range. Oh, wow, you didn't tell me it was mid-range.
I don't know if Smeg do microwaves, but we ain't get one. Sure. Yeah, like you pick it up at a Meijer or a Harvey Norman, good
sure,
guys.
Sure.
We'll get a good one. We haven't had a microwave since 2019, and we've been fine, but I thought, you know, things are probably going to be a little bit busier. We're both probably...
Things are going to pop off once the kid arrives. Yeah.
I think maybe just chucking something in the microwave.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I just think as a push present...
It's incredible.
Doesn't scream romance.
Oh, but you're locking me into archaic kind of like very misogynistic. Oh, because my wife's a woman,
don't
she wants
throw
jewelry.
Big words at me, mate.
Practical gifts.
I'm sorry. Why don't you buy her a vacuum cleaner as a push present next?
No, that's ridiculous, Jess. A microwave is a very smart and sensible thing because, say, if she's absolutely knackered and she's been looking after a little future baby boy. And she's like, you know what, I can't be bothered putting something on the fry pan or in the stove, whatever it may be. Bada bing, bada boom, you got popcorn.
It's a great gift.
There you go.
Don't get me
There's
wrong.
There's your dinner.
I just think maybe you should get her a little something else. 52232955. Want to talk push presents. What did you get as a gift? What did you give as a gift?
I don't think there's anyone that couldn't convince me to not get a microwave. Tom from The Brekkie Show just messaged us. And said for his daughter Goldie, he got his wife Kalia a RoboVac.
Okay, but what did he get for Indy?
I don't know, mate. The phone broke up at
that
point.
He bought her a ring, Tim.
Yeah, but maybe
he clearly
learnt something from his first child and went, well, that didn't go down well, that jewellery. Yeah. I'd get something practical. Now, I am a bit, I'll be completely honest. So we just spoke about it, and my wife has just happened to text me, 36 amazing push present ideas to make a new mum feel loved. But I think she must have meant to send that to someone else because
so
I know she's very happy that she's getting a microwave.
We did get a message at K-Rock Geelong from Michael Tim and he said he bought his wife a dishwasher as a push present.
Well, that's just disrespectful. Come on, mate.
It's
2023. We can't be
like
doing that.
Just like Tim, we desperately needed one, so why not get it as a gift? I can think of a few reasons, Michael.
Nothing wrong with a gift.
All I'm saying is microwave and then maybe put a ring in the microwave for your lovely wife.
No, you don't put
your
metal.
Your stunning wife.
Just silly little thing. You don't put metal in the microwave. Even I know that. And we don't have one. That's why I'm giving her one, Jess.
Okay.
And what besides that one person that's messaged us, no one's called to poo-poo
I can't believe
the
this.
Microwave. So what's that?
Beep.
Your time is up. My time is
you
now.
You're being a microwave.
Cooling down. It's the best push
My
present
microwave
ever.
Actually sounds like. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Now, that's a phone call, and you really should pick those up.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.